This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Here's the reality of the planet getting hotter. We are just going to have to do energy differently if we're going to stop putting carbon into the atmosphere. Electrification is an increasingly popular option, not just cars and trucks and buses, but heating systems too. The state of New York figures its electricity use is going to double by 2050. Utilities in Massachusetts say they're going to have to increase their infrastructure investments eightfold to accommodate the growth needed in their power grid. And that, and some legislative encouragement as well, has lit a fire under those utilities, which are looking for ways to reduce those costs. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
On the far end of a parking lot in Framingham, Massachusetts, there's what kind of looks like a 30-foot-tall mechanical scorpion's tail.
What is this thing?
So what we're looking at now is actually a drill rig.
Nikki Bruno is vice president of clean technologies at utility Eversource.
But it's a little bit different than, say, what you may notice from if you had like a water well drilled, which is straight up and down, or a vertical drill. This is actually deviated drilling.
It's drilling, but it's drilling at an angle.
Exactly.
The drill rig is not tapping the ground for oil. It is creating a network of boreholes 700 feet deep, connecting to pipes that loop under the neighborhood. The pipes will be full of water carrying thermal energy for heating or cooling buildings.
We're trying to test the success of a networked geothermal system.
Geothermal, but there's no lava, no volcano in Massachusetts, just the constant 55 or so degree temperature underground, which is stable no matter what the season is. So the ground, just the regular old ground, is like a battery. It can supply and even store energy.
You can do this in all 50 states. It's basically utilizing the constant temperature of the earth as a heat source in the winter and a heat sink in the summer.
Ryan Daugherty is president of the Geothermal Exchange Organization, the trade group. To move thermal energy into or out of the underground pipes, you need a device called a ground source heat pump in every building. It's powered by electricity, and it either extracts heat from the water pipes to warm a building up or offloads heat into the pipes to cool the building down.
It is very much like the refrigerator in your kitchen, but it can work both ways.
Construction is almost finished at the geothermal pilot project in Framingham at a cost of $14 million paid by the utility. Participants don't pay for the install, and their heating and cooling bills are expected to fall. What makes the two-year project the first of its kind run by a utility is the fact that the system will span a whole neighborhood, a low-income housing project, a gas station, a cabinet store, a fire station, all connected in a network.
When you connect a bunch of different buildings that all have different sort of thermal needs, you can basically move the energy around in a circuit where it's needed or away from where it's not needed.
In theory, one building's exhaust heat can help warm another building up.
That ice rink and the greenhouse down the street, they are canceling each other's loads.
Audrey Schulman is a co-founder of HEAT, a nonprofit incubator for climate solutions. She says heat pumps connected to geothermal loops are twice as efficient as traditional heat pumps that pull heat out of the air.
Now, ground source heat pumps in general are one of the most efficient methods of providing heating and cooling. And then networking them together, you get additional, efficiencies.
That efficiency is why 26 utilities representing 50% of all gas customers in the country are actively exploring this technology. They are staring down the barrel of an exploding demand for electricity as the country decarbonizes.
You're going to need to electrify a ton of buildings.
Alexander Buell is director of portfolio planning and analysis at energy company Con Edison. Geothermal networks could reduce that burden significantly. They are not cheap to install. Schulman says the upfront cost of installing one is 60% higher than a similar gas system.
But because you're getting rid of the whole fuel cost, you're substituting it with that very, very efficient amount of electricity, that the customer energy bills will be lower, and the customer is always the one who pays for the system in the end.
The pilots emerging in 13 states are designed to test the economic viability and effectiveness of geothermal networks in practice. Buell at Con Edison is hopeful.
We as a society will need to do a massive reimagining of our energy systems over the next few decades to be able to reduce our carbon emissions.
Part of that may be the free battery underneath our feet. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.